Tom Jones works with students at Brown University, stage actors across the country, and movie stars like Nicole Kidman to make sure they're getting the dialect or accent just so. And by the way, if you have a beautiful way of talking and you find yourself in a conversation with him, well, he just might be listening more to how you're saying things than what you're saying. It's one of the ways Jones keeps his ear tuned and his tongue nimble. Here's his take on what someone from Boston might sound like.
You'll have father, mother, car, over there, go to court, my horse.
I sat down with Tom Jones to talk about what he hears when people from different parts of New England speak.
I'm going to start with what they call Southie, which is the dialect of South Boston, Dorchester, those areas. It sounds a bit like a little dog that's trying to sound big. Like the character in, you know, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, it's like, you know, you've got the big dog that's kind of has the slow rhythm, which way did he go, George, which way did he go? And then the other one's like, ah, shut up, right? So that little dog is like, ah, shut up, right? It sort of has that texture of the kind of gritty, strong, direct. Boston is very direct. It's very honest way of communicating. And so the rhythm is fast. Is Barbara's Lodge apartment far from the Star Market? You didn't, wouldn't, couldn't, shouldn't. There's a lot of glottalizing. That's what that's, you know, it's important. It's important, right? My sister, my brother, that sort of thing.
And then up in northern New England around Maine, they have a whole other sound that you can definitely identify as a Maine or northern New Hampshire.
There's an accent in Maine called Down East, which really kind of belongs to the coastal towns right as you go into Maine. If you go further up into Maine, it changes and R's come in and it becomes slightly Canadian up in the northern part of Maine. But that particular part of Maine has a very old accent that's really connected to something that's British. They use broad A's there. That you will also hear in Massachusetts with older people. And what I mean by broad A's is, I can't ask Francis to dance with half the class, right? As opposed to, I can't ask Francis to dance with half the class. Or as opposed to the full-on British thing, which would be, I can't ask Francis to dance with half the class. So it's really kind of in between. And it's the really, like, you know, the old Pepperidge Farms commercials, right? It's kind of this, you know, Pepperidge Farms remembers, right? It has that kind of jaggedy, bouncy rhythm. You know, you can't get there from here. It's had that here.
If some actor came to you and said, I need to sound like I'm from Rhode Island, what line would you give them?
We actually are in a region that most people that live here speak in what is called non-rhotic speech. So rhotic speech, when there's R in the spelling, but the R is representing a vowel sound, in rhotic speech we add what is called R color. I speak with rhotic speech because I speak in somewhat general American. So R, right? I'm putting R in there, right? That's rhotic speech. Non-rhotic speech would say ah. Right, so British speech is non-rhotic, and a great deal of New England is non-rhotic along the coast. Not as you go inland. As you go inland, the R's start to come in. Coastal Massachusetts would say, park the car. Rhode Island would say, park the car. New York would say, park the car. It's kind of going darker as you go down, right? It's going brighter or more nasally placed or forwardly placed as you go more north.
And Rhode Island is somewhere in the middle. So
Rhode Island is like, I like to call it the hybrid. It's like, you know, Boston meets Brooklyn, New York, right?
So here's my take on it. I was walking past outdoor seating in our building, and this woman said, I saw her in the flipping elevator.
Yeah, I like that. That's called an intruding R. Any culture that speaks in non-rhotic speech makes this particular mistake, but it's a part of their way of speaking. You'll hear a British person say, a mandarin I are going to the store, right? A mandarin die. It's in an attempt to be clear because you have two vowels next to each other. And so they insert an R there in order to be clear.
And bringing it back to Rhode Island for just a bit, for such a small state, Rhode Island doesn't just have the lady who says, "I saw her in the flipping elevator." You've got the sort of North Providence, "Hey, it was better than you, and
right.
I'm doing this terribly." And,
really?
And then you have the Woonsocket people who
right.
say side by each.
Right.
How does this happen?
The way that we talk is an expression of our culture. So it's all, if you take a look at what culture, the primary influence of that area, then that's going to be influencing the way of speaking. In North Providence, there's a large group of Italians there. And so that's influencing that particular rhythm or musicality of that sound. If you go down to Federal Hill and listen to the way that they're speaking in their Rhode Island accent there, it's got a roundness to it that sort of goes with the way that Italian sounds round. You know, what are you doing? You want to go over there and I want to park my car right over there behind my yard. Right? It sort of has a roundness to the sound as opposed to "what are you doing?" which is kind of a little bit more sharp. And you'll hear that around here too. That sort of brighter sound, which is more akin to Boston in some ways, because that sound is more Irish influenced.
Cranston has its own accent.
Cranston has, so much color and beauty in that sound, actually. They do a really interesting thing in Cranston where they, not everybody, but I've heard it with a few people, where the consonant R, it gets kind of loose and almost takes on a V-like quality. Like you'll hear somebody from Cranston say Cranston, right?
Tom Jones, Director of Voice and Speech for Trinity Rep and Brown University, thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, this was a pleasure. I hope I made some sense.